You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Lexi Zarecki on the line, and she's Managing Director over at Emerging Ed. Lexi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. Happy to be here.
So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to get into the new partnership you have with FireEye. We're going to get into the new course that you just launched about a month ago. I mean, we've got a lot to cover here. But before we get into that, let's get a little bit further into your background. So how did you get started in business and in your career?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I started my career off in consulting, just kind of exploring different opportunities. I was at Deloitte in their strategy and operations practice, so I was able to get exposed to many industries, a lot of different strategic and operational projects, and helping with both really large-scale impact at hospital systems as well as much smaller organizations. So it was a really great opportunity for me to get exposed to many different fields and kind of get my feet wet in different industries and different functions. And really after kind of 2 years in consulting, I realized that while I enjoyed kind of getting to try new things, I really wanted to have a bit bigger impact versus kind of just leaving a recommendation with a client. I wanted to be able to see it through. And on the side, I had spent a lot of time volunteering in the educational sector and was just really interested in pursuing a job that was a bit closer to supporting people and kind of making an impact in my day-to-day work. So I explored various opportunities, and I found an opportunity with an education technology company called Everspring in Chicago. They're in the traditional online program management space where they support universities in going online and helping to host master's degree programs online. So it was actually a really great stepping stone for me, and I started there as their first business analyst and got really lucky where a couple months after I joined, they acquired a business and doubled in size. So I got to be one of the key team members to basically help build processes to support scale and just understand how we could kind of automate more things, build our momentum, and keep going. So after about a year in that role, I switched over to head up operations and was just kind of there to help out, make sure we were streamlining all of our activities. And after that role, I felt it was a really good time to go to business school. I had kind of gotten exposure to a lot of different functions with marketing, technology, sales at Everspring, and I really wanted to kind of look on the different side of things and explore venture capital and impact investing to just have a bigger impact in kind of what I was doing and wanting to take a little more strategic perspective on things after being deep in operations. So I ended up pursuing my MBA at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and really loved my 2 years there, got to worked for a venture capital impact investing fund, worked for a couple startups, helped launch a startup, and actually spent my summer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on their vaccine delivery team. And while I was there, I helped them think through their investment strategy to train global immunization workers in the healthcare workforce. So really seeing what was coming next in education technology, where they could invest for workforce development. And that kind of really showed me so much opportunity in that broader workforce development area and how much of an impact you can really have in building out a product and service to support the broader workforce and kind of make sure people are getting the skills they need to continue to excel in their career, as well as just stay up to date with knowledge and know that they can bring the most impactful knowledge, I guess, if you will, to the front line. Mm-hmm. So after that experience, I kind of actually reset myself and realized that while investing and kind of impact investing in venture capital is fascinating, I really liked to be a little more hands-on with what I was doing and wanted to go back to more of that startup feel. So I kind of had a great opportunity come up to come in and help launch and lead this new business called Emerging Ed, where we focus on upskilling professionals in emerging technology areas and really want to make sure that we give people the knowledge and skills they need to stay ahead and advance in their career, just with the constant changing workforce needs. So it's been a great opportunity and kind of an awesome culmination of all of my various experiences in my career so far.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And Lexi, let's go. I want to go a little bit further into Emerging Ed. So let's talk a little bit more about that business and also about congrats, number one. I know the first course just launched, so let's get right into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Emerging Ed has been really exciting. We launched in market early March, and we currently have courses in cybersecurity, blockchain, and data science. So our first course cohort was March 23rd, and so we kind of unfortunately conflicted and launched with what's happening in the world, but I also think it's been a really great opportunity for us to bring this foundational understanding of key topics that are changing the workforce to the broader population. So we've kind of recognized that so many people are working from home, and we really believe that during this time, professionals can take the opportunity to kind of build up their skill set, kind of build up their understanding, and just know that we can emerge better from this on the other side. So we're actually offering all of our foundations courses for free throughout this month. And then at the same time, we just launched this week with our first corporate content partner, FireEye, which is a leading cybersecurity organization, both nationally and worldwide. And they've been a wonderful first corporate partner for us. So we built a course with them that they've traditionally offered on ground. It's called Network Traffic Analysis. So it's the first time they're offering it online, and it's a very technical course, which is great. It's a really key skill set needed for people looking to enter into the security field and people interested in going into cybersecurity. So we strongly believe in bringing those technical skills to people kind of during this time. And with that, have been very excited to be able to bring that course to market kind of while people are working from home and have either time on their hands or are looking for opportunities to sharpen skills or build new skills as well.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And I've been telling people this so often, and I guess so I'm from Michigan, so I think about it and I'm like, all right, so I'm familiar with this whole tooling up concept of when I was a kid and knowing like, okay, the factory shut down, they got to tool up, they're making a new car or something else like that. I'm like, oh, it's perfect time to tool up your brain, like your skill set and whatever you're doing in your career or launching a new career, or there's just so much opportunity out there. So I was like, I did a post today in our community, Mission Matters community on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, any good books to read or any good, and I love it. This is just because why? It's the perfect time. I mean, you can't, they literally shut the restaurants down, everything down. You can't, no distractions, like pick up a book, do something else, go on the Emerging Ed. I mean, go do what you want to do to connect and use this time to the best. I think the people that do that are going to come out of this whole thing a little bit better off than maybe they went in at times. So I want to talk a little bit more about what do you think the future of Emerging Ed looks like. So this is the first course. This is, of course, your and congrats, by the way. That's an amazing partnership with FireEye. What are the plans going forward in terms of courses or other things like that you can share as of this point?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our first course in partnership with FireEye, and we're in the process of building three more as we speak with them, which is great to kind of bring more of their essential training to the market. And then in addition, we have 10 other courses that we've developed with industry experts in the cybersecurity, blockchain, and data science fields on our website. So those courses are kind of other opportunities if you're very new to those fields or looking to get your feet wet in them, kind of good stepping stones and entry points, kind of great ways to feed into that FireEye course as well that's a bit more technical. And so for us, and kind of looking down the road, not only continuing to build our partnership with FireEye, but looking to launch into new areas like healthcare technology, digital marketing, UI, UX design, all of those fields that we know are being constantly changed by technology, and where we see the opportunity to provide knowledge and skills training to professionals to really stay ahead of the curve and to allow them to understand how to make an impact in the workplace by leveraging what they can gain from our courses as well. So we have a lot of really exciting things kind of coming down the road, and looking in the months ahead, that's been great to kind of kick things off in market already, and then also be able to go out strong with our first partner with FireEye. So it's all been going well, and can't wait to see what the next few months are going to bring for us as well.
Oh, that's exciting. So, Lexi, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Emerging Ed, what's the best way for them to follow up and to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage people to go to our website. Pretty simple. It's just emerginged.com. Or follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. If you just type in Emerging Ed or Emerging Ed 1 on Twitter, we are there and are constantly sharing our industry expertise and really sharing information on these key topics, as well as trying to become a great go-to resource for people looking to stay on trends and interesting news topics that are coming up in these fields. So definitely trying to keep things relevant and interesting for everyone who is following us on our social platforms, and want to make sure that we get everyone the knowledge and skills they need to emerge better on the other side of this.
Fantastic. Well, Lexi, been great having you on the show today. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing more about what you're doing over at Emerging Ed. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But also leave us some comments on the video. Love to hear what kind of projects and things you're working on. Definitely want to connect there and to keep the conversation going in the YouTube community. And Lexi, thanks again for coming on the show.